Welcome back to God News You Can Use. Why? Because the good news continues, and it's happening out there. Despite the radio, the news, the online, the social media, God has so many good things stored up for us. He is a faithful God, a loving God, an ever-present, ever-near God, and we love to celebrate His goodness. We give Him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise here with God News You Can Use. And I go find those stories that actually delivers the good things that are happening in the world. We know we can go and find the otherwise news anywhere, anytime, social media, just by a click of the radio dial, or maybe flipping on the TV hoping to see a home improvement show, but you get something else. It's happened to me, just on the wrong channel. But I will tell you that this channel, kidding of course, this podcast is all about good news and the goodness of God. So let's jump into story number one. So this story had me considering, what would I do in this situation? There's a place in Utah called Scales and Tails. It's kind of this reptile zoo where kids can come in and see the animals, turtles, lizards, snakes, and yes, even alligators. They even do kids' birthday parties, and that's exactly what was happening when this took place. A handler, her name is Lindsay, was doing what she does every day, hand-feeding Darth Gator. You gotta love that name. The 8.5 foot long, 150 pound alligator who's the star of their reptile show. But Darth had other plans. He got a hold of Lindsay's arm and he was determined not to let go. Even began to roll her as she was pulled into the pen with him. One dad who was at the party called for help, but when no help came, Donnie said, I'm going to jump into that pit and take care of this myself. And mind you, this was a pit that had water in it, so they were really in the alligator's territory. He held that gator down like Crocodile Dundee until Lindsay was free. Was he afraid?
Was there any point when you got in there and you thought, oh boy, I made a mistake here?
No, not at all, actually. I didn't really even think about any of that. I needed him to let go. He was going to take her life if I didn't get in there and get her.
Yeah, and now that hero dad has his own nickname. Did you figure this one out? Donnie Dundee. I love it. He jumped in there like he was Paul Hogan and held that gator down. And it was pretty amazing. He was in the gator's territory. There was water in that pit. He jumped on him like he was Crocodile Dundee and held it down until Lindsay was free. And then he eventually jumped up and he was free. And that alligator got disciplined. No, he didn't actually. They just changed the way they did things at the zoo. After all, that was his job, to chomp down. 1 John 4:18, God's word always has something to say about every situation in life. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. That's some good news there. We're heading to Las Vegas with story number two, God News You Can Use, and it was the very first day of school for 9-year-old Noah. And while it's tough for any fourth grader on the first day, I actually remember this. It was especially hard for this little guy because he lost his dad, Jason Swaggart, back in June. He was a police officer in Las Vegas. His dad died of medical complications, and Noah's dad never missed a first day of school to be there with his son, for his son. So that's when his fellow officers showed up, motorcade and all, escorting Noah to school and even walking him up to the gate. His fellow officers also missing their fallen friend.
Every call that he went on was his most important call. And at the end of the shift, when we're all ready to go, he'd be like, I gotta finish this call. I gotta help this person out.
Thank you for coming out.
They have been there through everything, and I know they'll continue to be. And it really means a lot to my whole family, but especially Noah and myself. So we appreciate it.
You know what's really cool about this story? A lot of things. But on this particular day, first day of fourth grade, Noah was wearing a tie. One of the police officers remarked on how handsome he looked and said, you know, why are you wearing a tie today? He was the only child arriving for school wearing a tie. His mom looked over at her son and said, go ahead and tell them. And that's when Noah said, I'm now the man of the house. Wow. Yeah, Luke 2:40 says, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Train up a child in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. We're heading into Texas for story number three. I want to tell you about Orion Jean. I actually did a story on him not too long ago because this kid is beyond kind. In fact, he won a kindness competition through his school in 2020, but he wanted that to keep going. And at 10 years old, not only is he super smart, well-spoken, and so compassionate, but he actually wanted to make sure that kids could get books that might not otherwise have them, especially during times of lockdown. He decided that he would set out to find and donate 500,000 books And from last I've heard, he got that number and then some.
I want to be able to share my love of literacy with as many people as possible. Even just for a moment, to go into a new story or a new world and go to places and meet people they never would have.
And now check this out. The $500 award that he won through the kindness competition, he used that money to buy toys. And then he brought them to the Dallas Children's Hospital. And now he's asking for donations for even more books. There's a website. Here it is, racetokindness.com. That's racetokindness.com, just like it sounds. And when you go there, you'll see the smiling face of Orion right there on the homepage. What a kid. I love this. Let's get into God's Word. We always have an amazing verse to go with an amazing story. Acts 20:35. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. And that wraps up your God News You Can Use podcast. Number 12 in the can, as they say. Number 13 in the works, as I say. And all you got to do is find us at GodNewsYouCanUse.com. You can listen to the podcast. You're probably hearing it right here on one of these sources. Apple, Google, Pocket Podcast, Anchor, Spotify. You can Google it. You can find it pretty much anywhere. But what I'm asking you to do now is not only listen, but share it with your friends, because I think we all could use some good news and to be reminded that there is good things happening out there. And not only that, most importantly, we serve an awesome God who is on the move every single second of every day, ever present, ever near, ever good news with your God News You Can Use. Thanks for listening.